Well, we all love going on holidays, and we all love to experience what the locals experience. And a fellow that's making that a little bit easier for us is Ben Crisp. You've got a new service out called Local Yokel that will be expanding into New South Wales very shortly. But let's start by talking about what the where the idea from the concept came from, Ben.
Oh, how you going, Mark? Well, basically, the idea sprouted because the founders were getting sick of being herded like sheep through tourist attractions while on holiday, and saw an opportunity to provide something different, because all of your best travel stories start with the line, "And then I met someone that." So basically trying to expand on that idea, get local people paid for doing what they love. And if you're doing what you love, you're more passionate about it. So you bring out a better experience for the traveler. So that's just what it was. Just sick of the commercial tourism, one size fits all mold. And we're trying to really personalize the local experience for travelers.
I think it's a great connection, because if you're a local in the area, not only do you know where all the good places are, but like you said, you're very passionate about your area and you want to showcase the best of your area. And I've got to say, there's nothing worse than you go to a travelling and you go to one of the big tourist hotspots and it seems like everybody else in the world is there on the same day that you are. And I've got to say, some of the best travelling experiences I've had when you just get off the beaten track a little bit, and this might be a way to help with that.
Oh, definitely. Like, some of the best, like, trails and waterfalls and stuff are literally just a few hundred metres off the beaten track that everyone else goes down. And it's more personalised when you can be, like, one-on-one or with a small group with, I wouldn't call them a tour guide, but a local yokel who is literally showcasing the region that, like, better than anyone else could.
Now, there are plans, like we said, to move into New South Wales, because you're on Queensland at the moment. How are the plans going to expand into the Sydney area and the Hunter?
Well, it's coming up quick. Like, on the Gold Coast, we have over 140 experiences that are live. We've just spent last week in Sydney meeting with a bunch of potential guides. All of them seem super promising. So within the next, I guess, week or so, we should have a fair few experiences in Sydney. But basically, we're calling out to the more regional areas, such as Newcastle, Wollongong, with the aim of providing local people in those areas that aren't necessarily the tourism hotspots with jobs that they love to do. So, yeah, the rollout is coming as soon as possible. We're already offering things in Sydney coming as of next week. So if we get people in Newcastle involved, personally, I think it's a great region that's out of the hustle bustle. So, yeah, as soon as possible.
Well, we like to think we do have the best region in the country, but I guess everybody thinks that about where they live, and a lot of passionate folks jumping onto Local Yokel. So since you've had a bit of time in the Gold Coast and Brisbane area, what are some of the major finds that you've found there that sort of get us away from Movie World and Dream World and maybe the Strip?
We've got a lot of experiences here on the Gold Coast. We've got stuff like stand-up paddleboard yoga at sunrise with our guide Sanya, or a surfing experience anywhere from Stradbroke all the way down to Lennox with Alex. And out of the ordinary stuff, like terrarium building, where you get to pick all of your own succulents and put together like a masterful living art piece yourself with Liam. Other stuff like a seafood masterclass with Julie, which is like a market shopping experience mixed with Asian cuisine, where you shop directly off the back of the trawlers and go to this multi-million-dollar house right on Hedges Avenue and cook up the feast like right on the beach.
I've got to say, Ben,
I've got everything for like...
Yeah, I've got to say,
we've got everything from like adventure tourism stuff to the more relaxed. We've even got our oldest guide, 69. He has a natural history walkthrough show, like photos of the location you're standing in, and then how man and nature has shaped that into what you're looking at now.
So I guess there is no barrier for experience, no barrier for age as well. And with a bit of luck, we'll get some of the right people on board here in the Hunter. Thank you for thinking of us, Ben, and hopefully we'll have some good guides coming your way.
No, not a problem. I'm sure you will. It's a beautiful region in the world, so why not get paid to show it off?
Like I said, Ben, we kind of think we have the best region. 2 in your RFM, it's 25 past 11.